This is Wade Vransky with the Chief Organizing Report, Extinction Rebellion. Extinction Rebellion is an interesting burst of energy and protest pushing governments, initially in the United Kingdom, to act immediately to avert catastrophic climate change. Bursting onto the scene less than a year ago with actions in the fall and now calling for nonviolent civil disobedience during the final 2 weeks of April, they've been front page news in London. Their hallmark has been hard-hitting, disrupting, and innovative actions, which I find interesting and worth following. More than 1,000 have been arrested in London so far. The mayor of London mobilized more than 2,000 additional police to deal with the disruption. Attempts to confine the demonstrators to the Marble Arch in London have been unsuccessful. Demonstrators have blocked politicians from entering the House of Parliament. Others disrupted Parliament by disrobing there with messages printed on their bodies. Some have superglued various parts of their bodies, including their rear ends, to public areas to make their point. Bridges, roads, and the London Underground have all been blocked at various times. With Extinction Rebellion's encouragement, actions have been joined in several other countries as well. Their website lays out their objective, structure, and principles. At the core of Extinction Rebellion's philosophy is nonviolent civil disobedience. We promote civil disobedience, they say, and rebellion because we think it's necessary. We are asking people to find their courage and to collectively do what is necessary to bring about change. We organize in small groups. These groups are connected in a complex web that is constantly evolving as we grow and learn. We are working to build a movement that is participatory, decentralized, and inclusive. All are welcome who want to adhere to our principles and values. One, we have a shared vision of change. Two, we set our mission on what is necessary. Three, we need a regenerative culture. Four, we openly challenge ourselves and our toxic system. Five, we value reflecting and learning. Six, we welcome everyone and every part of everyone. Seven, we actively mitigate for power. Eight, we avoid blaming and shaming. Nine, we are a nonviolent network. 10, we are based on autonomy and decentralization. It's easy to critique this kind of Occupy Light effort for the climate. They avoid any economic or political analysis, adopting a Make the Government Act program rather than going after polluting businesses or policies. They're oblivious to class and gender. They don't worry with sustainability, staffing, or membership. They focus on the Chenoweth 3.5% notion as if it were a biblical guarantee rather than a shaky post-Leninist notion. So what? Climate change is disruptive to the future, so it needs disruptive tactics to meet the peril and make it immediate rather than in the by and by. I'm not saying let 1,000 flowers bloom, but it sure wouldn't hurt to have Extinction Rebellion and some other hellraisers taking action to stop business as usual and increase the heat on policymakers and politicians by demanding and acting on their demands until they force a response. Some may take pot shots at Extinction Rebellion, but for now, count me in the stands cheerleading and leading the applause. Their actions are important and make a difference. This is Wade Vransky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.